with a question for Robert Altman, the movie director, whose latest film is about jazz in Kansas City back in the 1930s. If the devil could have made a deal with you about your future...
He did.
What was that?
I seem to have walking hand in hand with him a lot.
Well, I was going to suggest if he'd have said you could take up a horn and join Local 627, what would you have been? What kind of jazz player would you have been?
I probably would have played a trumpet, and I wouldn't have made it. I'm not, I can't dance. I can sit and listen to music. I love it. I can hear it pretty good, but I just don't have a musical sense. I could never be a musician.
Instead, Robert Altman became a director and well known for films like Brewster McCloud and Nashville. His new picture is Kansas City. It's basically a crime story set in a wide open Depression era Kansas City. And the jazz of that time provides both the framework and the music for the film. Count Basie was in Kansas City, Lester Young, Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou Williams. To make the movie, Robert Altman gathered many of today's top jazz players and recreated the late-night scenes at the Hey Hey Club. Mr. Altman could serve as his own technical advisor. It's his hometown.
I went to all those clubs from the time I was 15 years old. I was in those places a lot, and also made very welcome there. And we were passing ourselves off as adults, you know, at 15. But we just get at a table down there and order a beer or gin and ginger ale or whatever it was, and sit there and rock out and try to spot all the dirty lyrics.
I said I left my baby standing in the back door crying. Baby, you know you got a home just as long as I got mine.
Now, what did you know that Kansas City was a different place, that this wasn't really happening in the rest of the country? Did you have any awareness that you were, in fact, at the very epicenter of American jazz and swing at that point?
Absolutely not. I mean, I just thought that's the way it was. I remember the first... piece of music I heard was on the radio, really, was Duke Ellington's Solitude. And we had a black maid who was really kind of raised me, a woman named Glendora Majors. And she sat me down on an ottoman, a stool, and in front of the radio, and she says, "Now you listen to this, Bobby." She says, "This is the best music there is." And she was right.
Comes time now for you to make the film and to recreate what it actually is like to be in one of those clubs, specifically the Hey Hey Club. What did you tell yourself you had to get right up on the movie screen?
Well, I thought it was the people that were there and the lack of formality of it. All of the music stands were awry, and none of our musicians, they didn't get up on the bandstand, stay in a certain place. They didn't play arrangements. They improvised, so they all took turns. Mm-hmm. And we set our music up basically that same way. At one time, one of the tenor men may be sitting up at the bar talking to some girl, and then he'd just jump in to whatever they were playing. And this happened, there wasn't any staging on those particular nights, those nights when people would just come in and bring their horns and get involved.
Right. Did the players who you brought for these sessions, who are stars, jazz stars of today, how did they react to coming back playing in that sort of a loose form of music and trying to get back into a situation that is decades old in Kansas City?
They changed their way of playing. They played more basic. This was before bebop. Now, we didn't hold them down to doing imitations. When James Carter and Craig Handy and Joshua Redman these tenors would get up and kind of challenge each other. When they'd go off on their riffs, a lot of modern idiom came in. I wasn't trying to be imitative. I wasn't saying this is the music you heard, but I wanted to give the impression it was the impression of the way the music was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In technical terms, getting this recorded, were there people who said to you that what you really have to do is play and then re-record in the studio to get the sound right?
Well, we didn't do that. Everything was done live. It was all film, shot, recorded live, every note of music that's in this whole film.
But did somebody say at one point that's going to be too hard to do?
Oh, well, they say you can't do that. They always say that, but they are usually wrong, especially when you're playing jazz. I mean, we couldn't get it in sync. You couldn't, they don't play the same way or the same thing every time. The live music actually drove the scenes.
Your recording engineer, is it pronounced Lillestrand, Eric?
Lillestrand. Eric.
He says, at the end of his liner notes on the album, he says, see the movie, see if you can spot the microphones, I dare you.
Yeah, well, there must have been 25 of them in there, and I dare you too. I can't find any.
Robert Altman talking with us about the music for Kansas City.